This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Downtown Racine Corporation says higher vendor fees will help cover rising event costs and shine a brighter light on downtown businesses. Some small non-downtown businesses say the increases for the Party on the Pavement event are too high and they'll skip the event. This year, food vendors will pay $600, while craft vendors will pay $250. Republican Kerry Madrigal will face Democrat Donald Vandervest for Racine County Sheriff in November. Madrigal won Tuesday's GOP primary with nearly 64% of the vote. Both candidates say public safety and accountability are top priorities. Learn more about the two online at RacineCountyEye.com. The Racine Raiders may play without radio or video coverage for the first time in 70 years. The Midwest United Football League has denied the team's broadcast request for Saturday's title game. Legendary Raiders broadcaster Don Wadowitz gave more details in a social media video.
The Racine Raiders started being broadcast on radio in 1956. 70 years, and I don't know of a game that has been missed. Meaning we have broadcast every Racine Raiders game that was scheduled in that time. This would break that astonishing streak.
The Raiders play the Illinois Cowboys at Amici Field in Kenosha Saturday. Kenosha police have identified the man killed in Monday's crash as 67-year-old David A. Aiken. Investigators say his car was hit head-on on 52nd Street. A 21-year-old Bristol woman is accused of causing the crash. She's being held on a $200,000 bond. State funding could help move a proposed affordable housing project forward in Kenosha. WEDA is providing $1.2 million for infrastructure at the Fox Meadowview development. The plan includes six apartment buildings near 52nd Street and 50th Avenue. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The pack is back, and so are Green and Gold Fridays, your chance to gear up in team colors to unlock special deals and freebies. The NFL preseason starts this week, and the Packers are calling on fans everywhere to revive the tradition of Green and Gold Friday, a chance for the community to rally behind the team as they prepare for the upcoming season. The Packers kick off their preseason against the Steelers Thursday night, but you can still sport your favorite Packers apparel to work or school on Friday to show your pride and score special discounts. Local partners like Qdoba and Citgo are stepping up with prizes and deals for anyone decked out in team gear. Plus, you might even see your photo on the big screen at Lambeau Field. Share your best fan look on social media using the hashtag GGFriday. For a chance to be featured on the team website and on the Tundra Vision video boards during home games throughout the year. It's not too early to be thinking about deer hunting. As Civic Media's James Kelly tells us, hunters with disabilities should know about an upcoming deadline.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunters with disabilities to confirm their sponsor arrangements before the 2026 Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities. According to a press release, the hunt will take place from October 3rd to October 11th. DNR officials say there are nearly 70,000 acres of sponsored land across the state, so hunters with disabilities should confirm their plans with their hunt sponsor by September 15th. Eligible hunters can sign up to use one sponsored property each year, and they must have a gun deer license. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The DNR says more than 400 hunters take to the woods each year in Wisconsin through the DNR's Hunters with Disabilities program. The man shot and killed by Madison police last month will be laid to rest tomorrow. A funeral for Corey Ruiz will be held in Madison. Ben Crump Law announced the service for Ruiz, who was killed on July 22nd, will take place at Fountain of Life Church. Reverend Al Sharpton is scheduled to give the eulogy, while Ben Crump will deliver the call to justice. Ruiz was shot near Williamson and Baldwin Streets after officers were called on reports of an alleged burglary attempt, and Ruiz fled on a bicycle. The encounter led to protests in Madison for weeks. A woman and her adult son were arrested in Eau Claire this week after an overnight standoff with police. According to reports, 57-year-old Carrie Nittman and 33-year-old Zane Nittman threatened a young boy who rode past their home on an e-bike and sicked a dog on the child. Police responded to the scene and engaged in a standoff with the two that ended when they reportedly tried to sneak out of the back of the home and drive away. Police disabled the vehicle and arrested them. The owner of a Madison Airbnb that had hidden cameras inside has been found guilty of all charges filed against him. Patrick Sias pleaded no contest to 8 counts of invasion of privacy. He's scheduled to be sentenced on September 28th. Sias faces up to 3 years and 6 months in jail for each charge. A 5th-grade teacher in Kaukauna has been arrested after being accused of having sexually explicit chats with a minor. Police say Ty Maki, a teacher from Riverview Middle School, was chatting with a suspected victim online through an app. He was arrested Monday after detectives executed search warrants. The Kaukauna Area School District issued a statement saying Maki is on administrative leave. The investigation is ongoing. The owner of Tyrol Basin Ski Hill in Madison has pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct. This comes after Nathaniel McGree was accused of attacking a 17-year-old boy last year and was arrested in February of 2026. Online court records show he was found guilty of disorderly conduct and a misdemeanor charge of battery was dismissed. McGree will have to pay off any fees related to the case. Josie Dykeman was sentenced in La Crosse County Court last week to 27 years in prison and 15 years of extended supervision for the 2023 death of her boyfriend's 6-year-old son, Alexavier A.J. Pedrin. Dykeman's convictions include reckless homicide, chronic neglect of a child, and physical abuse of a child. The convictions followed a 2.5-week trial, with prosecutors saying Dykeman was responsible for A.J.'s death. Dykeman's defense argued A.J.'s father bore greater responsibility for his death and had abused her. Dykeman cannot act as a child caretaker while under supervision and needs approval before contacting her other children. A former Thiensville police officer is facing a fine for the mistreatment of animals earlier this year. Richard McCormick resigned from the department after shooting 2 dogs in April, leaving 1 dead. This week, the district attorney decided against a criminal charge and issued a civil forfeiture instead, meaning McCormick could be fined up to $500. He's scheduled to be in court in October. The shooting wasn't reported until June by the Journal Sentinel when 3 women found the wounded dog and took care of him. The National Labor Relations Board certified a landslide June 11, 2026 vote by nearly 900 registered nurses at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison to unionize with SEIU Wisconsin. Hospital owner SSM Health subsequently appealed the certification to the full board, prolonging a dispute over voter eligibility and election fairness. The board dismissed the healthcare provider's objections, but SSM Health says the regional board did not fully investigate concerns about the election process and is exercising its right to appeal under federal labor law. Spokesperson Lisa Adams says the health system respects employees' right to choose union representation, but wants a full review of the election process. The union election is the largest private sector union vote in recent Wisconsin history, with nearly 900 nurses joining. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers begin a 4-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. The crew's West Coast trip off to a rough start, losing 4-3 in 11 innings yesterday in San Diego. The Padres sweeping the Brewers in that series. NFL, it's the Packers and Steelers on Thursday Night Football. Former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy now running the Steelers. Will this be a memorable night?
Definitely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, our history there is always long and you know the success we had there, and so you know you get the spots like this, you know, the personal relationships are, you know, it's the people you think about, you know, obviously having personal and, you know, a professional connection to Green Bay is, you know, that's part of my life, but I'm more worried about our pre-snap penalties right now, to be honest with you.
That's Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy from Pittsburgh with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered showers likely. Our high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers this evening and again late tonight. Our low 67 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, chance of showers through about midday with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.